So obviously teens aren't the only ones yawning. It's something everyone does. Humans, but also bears, bats, guinea pigs, giraffes. Yawning is common animal behavior. Here's reporter Michelle Trudeau, and no matter how interesting Michelle's story is, I dare you not to yawn during this story.
Let me introduce the father of yawn research.
I'm Robert Provine, professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Provine has studied what he calls yawn science since the early 1980s, publishing dozens of research articles on it. Turns out the simple yawn, not so simple.
There are many causes for yawning, such as boredom, sleepiness.
Hunger, anxiety, stress, they all cause changes in brain chemistry, which triggers a yawn. But, says Provine, there's still no consensus on the purpose of a yawn. One strong contender is that a yawn perks you up by increasing heart rate, blood pressure, and respiratory function. It's a behavior
that stirs up our physiology, and it plays an important role in shifting from one state to another. For example, with violinists getting ready to go onto a stage to play a concerto,
they often yawn, as do some Olympians right after competition.
Paratroopers getting ready to do their first jump, they are also yawning.
But to Provine, the most intriguing aspect of yawning is that it's highly contagious.
In fact, yawning is so contagious that anything having to do with it will trigger a contagious response. Looking at yawns, hearing yawns, thinking about yawns, or talking about yawns as we're doing right now.
Contagious yawning may have evolved in early humans to boost social bonding, says Provine. A good group yawn perks everyone up to be more vigilant about danger.
When one person yawns and others yawn, this involves a neurologically programmed bonding of individuals.
The social bonding theory has some evidence. For example, you're more likely to yawn if the yawner is someone from your family versus a stranger. And newborns, they yawn spontaneously, but they don't start to show contagious yawning until age 4 or so. Around the same time, they're becoming more socially connected. And one more finding. Individuals with autism, a disorder that has impaired social bonding, they have relatively little contagious yawning. Now, what about other animals? We know that all vertebrates, that's critters with backbones, they all yawn spontaneously, but very few yawn contagiously.
Till the last few years, the feeling was that contagious yawning was unique to humans.
But recently, two more species have been added to the list of contagious yawners.
Our cousins, the chimpanzees, as well as highly social mammals such as dogs.
Provine suggests you do a little at-home experiment. Watch your dog when he yawns. Do you catch the yawn yourself? If so, that's a brilliant demonstration of contagious yawning between different species. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Trudeau.